The scene opens on a black background. A grid of evenly spaced vertical arrows fills the frame, pointing upwards to show a uniform field. Centered is a flat horizontal blue rectangle. A short blue arrow rises straight up from its center, the area vector. On the left, two equations appear. The first reads, phi equals vector f dot vector a. Below it, a second line reads, phi equals f times a times cosine of theta. On the right, a vertical bar display labeled flux meter appears, with the center mark labeled phi equals zero. The field arrows squeeze closer together. Density increases. The flux meter rises. The arrows spread back to the original spacing. The flux meter returns to the starting level. On the left, a new line appears. Phi is proportional to F. Next, the rectangular area shrinks, then grows, then returns to its original size. The flux meter rises, drops, and returns. On the left, another line appears. Phi is proportional to A. The area begins to tilt. The blue area vector tilts with it. A red arc appears between the area vector and the central vertical field line, marking the angle. As the area approaches vertical, the flux meter falls to zero. A new line appears on the left. Phi is proportional to cosine of theta. The plane tilts past vertical. The area vector points downwards. The flux meter drops below zero into the negative region. The area returns to level. It tilts again. A purple projected patch appears on the plane perpendicular to the field and shrinks as the tilt approaches 90 degrees. On the left, a final line appears. Phi equals F times A perpendicular. The scene fades out. A flat horizontal surface fades in at center. The flux meter reappears on the right, reading zero. A new field line appears. Near vertical lines on the left, more widely spaced and tilted to the right across the surface. These field lines fade out, replaced with an evenly spaced grid of field arrows with varying lengths and directions. All arrows disappear except for the one at the center. A single area vector remains at that point. On the left, an equation appears, phi approximately equals vector f dot vector a. The flux meter shows the first estimate, marked with a 1. The surface divides into a 2x2 grid. Each square shows a field arrow at its center and a blue area vector rising from that point. One by one, the contributions to flux are added. The flux meter climbs to a new level. On the left, an equation appears. Phi approximately equals the sum of F sub I dot delta A sub I. Next, the surface subdivides into a 3x3 grid, then a 4x4 grid, with faster pacing. The flux meter updates coverage towards a stable level. The refinement stops on a fine grid. On the left, a new equation fades in. Phi equals the surface integral of F dot dA. The second form appears beneath it. Phi equals the integral of f dot n hat times dA. The scene fades out. The non-uniform field lines reappear. The surface appears and is now curved, a saddle shape bending upward left to right and downward front to back. The flux meter is on the right at zero. Field lines fade out, replaced by field arrows distributed across the curved surface. All arrows disappear except for one at the center. The area is treated as approximately flat with the upward area vector at its center. On the left, an equation appears. Phi approximately equals vector f dot vector a. The flux meter shows an estimate with a 1. Curved area divides into a 2x2 grid. Each subarea shows a local field arrow and a slightly tilted area vector aligned with the local slope. The subareas are visibly flatter than the original surface. In the lower left-hand corner, a zoomed-in inset appears labeled First Area Subdivision, zoomed. It shows the first subarea magnified. The patch is curved but clearly flatter than the full surface. On the left, an equation appears. Phi approximately equals the sum over I of vector fi dot delta ai. Subdivision refines to a 3x3 grid, then a 4x4 grid, and so on. With each step, the inset shows the first subarea becoming smaller and visually flatter. The flux meter approaches a stable final value. The animation pauses on a final fine grid. On the left, two equations appear. First, phi equals surface integral of f dot dA. The second, phi equals surface integral of f dot n hat times dA. The inset holds on to the magnified patch, now clearly indistinguishable from flat.